message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Please, for extraordinary progress, Psalm 100. Can we have it on the screen? Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Can I hear a joyful noise? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Hold on. So if you are not in the presence of God with singing, you have missed it. If you come to my office without following protocol, you can't see me. If you come to see the senior pastor without following protocol, you can't see him. The protocol to assess the presence of God is come before the Lord with what? Singing. Now, God knows what he was saying or what he's saying when he said, come before him with singing. You know why? Even if your voice is so croaky like mine, that doesn't have any iota of melody like mine, in the ears of God, he has a filter that filters all the melody in your song and get the melody part of it. Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter how you sing it. Once it gets to his ear, he filters it and he gets the best inside. And he says, wow, that's my song. I love that song. It's sweet, it's sweet. Come before his presence with what? Singing. Verse 3. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and sheep of his pasture. Hold on. It is not you that made yourself, nor your parent that made you. If it were to be your parent making you or that made you, it would have been that a lot of people are looking for the fruit of the womb by now. Everybody wants babies you have. It is not of him that will, of him that runneth, but the Lord that showed mercy. So it was God. It is God that made you. He didn't just made you. He made you for a purpose. Before you were formed, I knew thee. So it was for a purpose that he created you. Not because, do you know why I'm saying this? A lot of people, especially ladies of this generation, they are so porch to the extent that they forget that they are made by God. When you see the way some of them do in church, you will think as if they don't poo-poo. But when they fart, you can run away. Why? Because they are always packaging themselves. Too porch. Can we please rise up and raise up their hands to worship God? You see them? That's when they just stand up and they, you know, they will do. If I am God, I will slap you and your curves of beauty will paralyze. Hallelujah. It is not you that made yourself. Who made you? God. It is not you. Verse 4. Now, the beautiful part of it. Enter into his gate with what? With thanksgiving. So if you are coming to his gate and you didn't come with thanksgiving, you came in vain. If you are coming to his presence without thanksgiving, please go back. You have to come to his gate and enter his gate with what? With thanksgiving. Now, you know what is called gate? Gate is the entrance to this church. We have it outside. So as you are entering the gate of the church, this is the house of God where God dwells. Whatever challenges you bring from home or you are bringing from home, when you get to the gate, you drop it. Now, you now put on the garment of thanksgiving to enter the gate. Now, you graduate from entering the gate to moving into his court. And into his court with what? With praise. What is court? My bedroom is the court of my house. The sitting room, when you enter the door and you enter the sitting room, that is the gate to my house. If you are entering your own house from kitchen, that is the gate to your house. But my bedroom is the court. And that is what permits me to digress 1 second. It is not permitted for anybody to enter my bedroom. Not even my mother or my mother-in-law or my father-in-law. If you come visiting, you stay in the sitting room or in the visitor's room. My room is my sacred place between myself and my wife. And we see it as a, you know, holy of holies. The same way, the court of God is not the gate. It is the holiest of holies of holies of holies in the presence of God. So you don't just go there empty-handed. You enter there with what? With praise. For anybody to access my bedroom, they knock. If you do hear coming, like you are my grandfather, you stay there. That's my territory. You must hear coming before you come in. Let me share a humorous story. One day, I was in, and my mom wanted to speak with me. My wife, she didn't want my wife to be there where she was. You know, she wanted to pass the information. So she quickly ran from the sitting room, or from my own room, to my room, and my wife was in the kitchen, so that she could tell me. So she just opened the door of the room and rushed in. I said, Mom, can you please go outside? This is my bedroom. You knock before you enter. I said, Mabinu, Mabinu. So she went outside. So I followed that immediately. I said, Mommy Kiloshele, what do you want to say? He said, Mabinuda can call me. Mabinuda, I just want to tell you that. Okay. And I said, follow me. So that it will not act as if I disrespected her. Okay, follow me. So I took her into the room and she said, do you know, henceforth, if she wants to come in, she must knock. You know, most times she won't even knock. She just stay at the entrance of the room and said, Baba Jeboy, please, Jerry, because he knows that that place. Now, why am I saying this? The court of God is a secret place. Those that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall do what? Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. To access that secret place, you must go there with praise. Not just going there with, you know, most of us, we come to church with our self-centeredness. We come to church with how will I put it now? When you both feel me. We come to church with our self-passion. Hey, this is me. Hallelujah. Last verse. Verse 5. Is that the last verse? For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth, what? Endureth to all generation. Now, there is something you don't understand in that verse, I'll tell you. It means that whatever God has said concerning you is truth endured to all generation. What makes you understand that the truth endures to all generation? The ability to praise him. The ability to know him. You know, you are praising somebody you don't see. That means you believe him. So even if you believe him in praise, you believe in everything he has said. So his truth is forever, for life. Praise for extraordinary progress. You can't make any progress if you are not praiseful. Now, I'm going to be showing you, there are some times you are not praising. What you are showing is self-talent. Hallelujah. You are not praising God. You are only come to show talent. You know, nowadays, you see, gone are the days when we're growing up, man, sir. You know, when you want to sing, you just sing to God and all those, amen, amen, blessings and glory, you know, all those songs we sing. That God bless you. But now, when you hear songs in church, they will first ad-lib and then, in most cases, what you are doing, you are not praising God. You are showing self-talent. So, praising God is far more than self-talent. Praising God is spirit-connected. Those that must serve me and watch me, they do it in what? In truth. And in spirit. It is not in your body. Oh, God. I observe that most praise leaders, when they want to sing praise, they know they are the one leading on Sunday, they will wear the best of clothes so that people can notice them. You are not coming to praise God. You are coming to show off. So as we are singing, the advantage is this for everybody. Listen, you are not connected in the leader who is leading the praise. You are connected in the God who the praise is being sung to. Even if the person is not connected, you can be connected to receive your blessing. No matter if he's doing it on his own accord to show off, but you can get connected to the source to be blessed. What is praise? That drama showed to us, he said, that the joy of the Lord is my strength. They lacked everything. But in praise, they did what? They got everything. That is something I did immediately I got married, and things were so difficult. So difficult. That's why I said, I am blessed to have met the senior pastor. Things were so tough that we get food for my mother and my mother-in-law. Things were so tough. So tough. So on a Sunday, or most times, I don't have a job, she don't have a job. And she was pregnant at that time. So we'll always be inside. On days, I will move out to look for a job. Because it's not permitted. My father told me, even if you work for free, you can't sit down at home. So I will go out. On this, I didn't go out because of money. We stay. Now, this is where I'm going. On most occasions, when she will prepare amala and obela lasekwa with 100 naira worth of soup, before the food is ready, I am already dancing in my boxers in the city room. We don't have a city room. What we had is a room. Because the city room and the room is the same thing, plus the kitchen all together joined. We only have one single thing in the city room, which is the bed. The bed is the bedroom. The sitting room is the sitting room. So she will be cooking in the kitchen while I am dancing. Tell me from which song am I dancing from. There is this old techno phone that we used to have. I know if that techno phone comes next time, it won't come near us. We will play songs on that phone and I'll be dancing in the sitting room while she's in the kitchen. Now, most of the time, because things are tough, my expression always lifts her spirit so that she won't be down. In most cases, I don't have to encourage her. My dear, oh my dear. But you just notice that I am excited, I am dancing, and I'm sweating the way I'm sweating now. Then I will go and shower and have my food. I'll tell you, what is the food I had? The food amala with ila lasepo, meat, fish, But we will eat with joy, with excitement in us. And not long before then, God changed our story. I can tell you what brought us where we were staying then. I can tell you categorically, if you put your goat there, you might reject it. It's not a house, it's a cubicle. That's a house. So you, when you want to enter the bathroom, you tiptoe. Because if you walk anyhow, you meet your head on the floor. So there is a center of gravity in the situ, in the bathroom where we had our bath. You can't go further or backward or left or right. On the spot, you had your shower. But out of all of this, we were praising God. I remember there was a day, no money or not to go to church. I told my wife, I can say, if you know Lagos very well, I trek all the way from Ogba to Ikeja to attend service, to praise God. And not long before then, God showed up. So if you don't know where we are coming from praise, you just see that things just happened. No! Something must be done for something to happen. What is that thing? Praise. I was praising God. One day my wife asked me, what kilo man do you mean? I just discovered that you are always happy. And naturally, she would just join me in dancing. And I would hold my wife in the sitting room. We'll be dancing together. And the joy flows in. Instead of devil to have access to enter, joy was radiating despite that we had nothing. We will be looking at people, our neighbors, coming with Shoprite nylon bags and all sorts of stuff. And we couldn't afford that. What we could afford is Elijah, who has a kiosk beside our house. But we were joyful with it. What am I trying to say? Praise is what you need in every situation. It raises you from the dust and puts you in your palace. The English word for praise has a French origin called praisier. Praisier means prize. Value, worth. So that means in praise, what we do is that we gather all the fact we know about God and we express it in words. That's praise. Gathering all the facts you know. Mention his name. He did this in the river of in the wilderness. He did this in the Red Sea. He did this. He did that for that sister. In that testimony, he can do mine. Gathering all the facts you know about God and expressing it in words. That is praise. In the work setting, if you are an HR person, there is something they call staff appraisal. Now, you are appraised, even the social organization, every 6 months or everyone here, to promote you to the next level. What does staff appraisal does? Appraiser checks your curriculum when you have joined the organization, what you have done, how far you have helped the organization, and all of that. Now, watch out. For you to be able to praise God, you must appraise God to praise God. If you don't appraise God and know how big he is, how powerful he is, how awesome he is, you won't know how to praise God. So your appraiser of God comes before your praise to God. That's why they said, Enitoba Monuro. The Monuro is appraising God. Amokweda is the praise you give after the appraiser. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The less you know of God, the less you praise him. The less you know of God, the less you praise him. My father, bless the memory, said something. He said, most of the people who are singing nowadays, all they are selling is beat. Listen to their song, no meaning. Just beat. And everybody begins to dance. But find a lyrics of words in the song that you can listen to that will motivate you to praise God. You don't have it. You can't come before the presence of God empty. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. You can't come before God empty. Never. Hebrews 13, 15. You can't come. You need to come to the presence of God with something. I have showed you in Psalm 100, verse 1 to the end. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. When? When? If you are not sleeping. When? Only on Sundays or midweek when your result is out. When you got that job, when you have that car, when you traveled out, when you traveled in, when you have food on your table, when you don't have food on your table, when do you praise God? Continually. That is the fruit of our lips. Remember I said, you gather the fact you know about God and you express it. In words, the fruit of our lips. Doing what? Giving thanks. So it's like, there is so much power in praise that even if prayer fails you, praise cannot fail you. Now, praise gives you two things. In most cases, when you are praying, joy is not always in play. What is in play is energy, faith. When you are praying, faith is in place. When you are praising, joy is in place. If you want to be joyful all the time, be a praiser. Be a God praiser. I can't listen to any song. It's natural. Now, listen to this. Praise to me is like a self-ignition. The moment I hear it, there is something in me that ignites it automatically. I just get it better. I went to buy something somewhere in town, in Lagos, and they were playing a beautiful song. It's an Igbo song, but I could feel that song is connecting. I don't understand the lyrics, But I could feel it. So as I alighted from the car, I started dancing, shaking my head, and I was almost lost publicly. Why? There is an ignition, natural, self-made, is there, spirit made. Once the praise comes into play, you get connected. No matter how tired or how bored I am, when praise is certain, that is something in me that gets ignited. Until you get to that level and even far beyond, you are not meant to be raised. And progress might be far-fetched. When you see a mother ask her, especially a pregnant woman who just delivered and the baby did not cry, it means a lot. So if you're a child of God, you are not praising God, something is wrong. The child of God, the way a baby will not cry when he or she is being born, and something is wrong with her, something is wrong with every believer who does not praise God. Or every believer who praise God through direction. Direction, I mean, shall we praise God? Direction, I mean, please stand up, let's praise God. Direction, I mean, it is time for praise and worship. If you are only led in praise during praise and worship session in the church, you are not a God praiser. I remember in those days, in fellowship days in the University of Ilorin, if you are going to fellowship, once you miss praise and worship, it's always the first 30 minutes of every service. Oh, I beg, there is nothing in the service again, because you enter into his presence with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Now, what will usher you into his presence has already been finished. So what are you going to do? I think I've said it here before, that when you come to church, and after praise and worship has been done, maybe by 9:30 or to 10, and you're just coming to church, it's as good as if you didn't come. That's the truth. Except if the man of God now prays specially for you and the grace cover you. But all the time, grace will not cover you. But I pray this morning that the grace of God will cover everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I have to rush. How is praise expressed? How do we express praise? We express praise through body, soul, and spirit. Psalm 103 and verse 1. Please, may the enemy rush because of our time. Psalm 103 and verse 1. We praise God through body, soul, and spirit. Bless the Lord, O my soul. 1. And all that is within me, that is my spirit. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Your praise must be expressed through your body. Now, let me tell you the connection. The first thing that must happen is your soul getting connected. Now, once your soul is intact, your spirit is connected. If your soul and your spirit is not connected, your body cannot express. Your body is the means of expression of praise, not the spirit, not the soul. What expresses that you are praising God is the body. But what ignites the body to action is the soul and the spirit. So when the two are deficient in connecting, the body will not express. So your soul and your spirit must get connected, then your body begins to express. And that's why you see a lot of people in church during praise and worship, they are sleeping. Their soul and spirit is far gone. Maybe in their village, they are having family meeting with their soul and spirit. It's only their body that's in the church. But I pray for such person, the grace of God will bring them back to life in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 2, how do you express praise? You express praise enthusiastically. Psalm 95 and verse 22. You express praise enthusiastically. I'm going to show you this. Psalm 95, 1 to 2. Please, let's have it on the screen. Psalm 95 and verse 1 to 2. Now, look up, everyone. Let us come. God bless you. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Can I hear a joyful noise now, everybody? Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. What does that mean? You don't praise God in silence. There is no silent praise. There is a silent prayer. Can we please have a silent prayer and begin to pray? But you can't praise God silently. It's not done. There must be a joyful noise. Any church you go and there is no joyful noise of praise, walk out. The Bible can't be lying. You have seen where we have been reading. Let us come, and not just come. You sing unto the Lord, and let us make a joyful noise. So whenever we are singing praise and worship here, you see the drum going up, you see everything, that joyful noise is going to God. And everywhere is being charged by the power of God. Every church you get to, even in Lagos, where we don't have all the gym, during praise and worship, we use our leg for the gym, so that the devil can know that something is going on. You don't praise God in quietness. This is not a quiet praise. You can only pray prayer quietly, but not praise quietly. You must shout to God. Something in you must get ignited. During praise and worship in your devotion, people might hear you, but during your prayers, they might not hear you. They might hear that you are singing. In the morning, early in the morning, I will enter his gate, he has given, Gigi Mojio Baba. They will hear your voice. But during the time of prayer, oh, shut up. they might not hear your voice. So praise is done with what? A loud voice, not with a quiet spirit. So when you are praising God and you are not expressing it, you are not praising God. Verse 2. Now, where I'm going, verse 2. Let us come before his presence with what? With thanksgiving. Oh, I love this. And make a joyful noise unto him with what? With some. How many joyful noise now? You have seen it yourself. How many joyful noise? So when joyful noise is missing in your praise, it's deficient. It's not balanced. You are giving God unbalanced diet. What makes your praise nutritious? And now, the Bible made us understand that the sacrifice of sweet-smelling savour, what adds the flavor to your praise that make it sweet-smelling and aromatious to God, is joyful noise. When joyful noise is there, say, oh, these people are praising me. They are praising me. So you must praise God with a joyful noise. Number 3, I think I'm going to stop here because of our time. I'll leave the rest for another day. Number 3, you must express your praise God-consciously. God consciously. Let me show you a story in the scripture. David was dancing before the ark of the Lord and was dancing practically naked. Practically naked. And the wife came out. The wife that the devil has touched her mouth and make her to meet with the water low over lifetime. If she had known, she would have walked out of the house when she was not comfortable with the king dancing. The king wasn't dancing to your God, to your father. He was dancing to his maker. What's dancing? As little as my children is that they're going to become great, whenever they are praising God or using their stick to drum in the house, we enjoy it. Though the noise is unpleasant, but we enjoy it together. Did you hear? It's not a pleasant noise, but we enjoy it. Because when you see them beating that drum on their table, you see them getting connected and be doing as if they are drumming real drums, and they are excited about it. So if you shut them up in that presence, you have killed something in those children. I don't even know whether it's their praise that I call unpleasant drums is what God is using to bless the family. Who knows? So I allow them to be. So your praise to God must be God conscious. And the woman said, Abba, O King, look at you. You are the president of Nigeria. You are now dancing almost naked. Abba, with your SSS, DSS, FBI, WCD, NNP, NTA, all of them watching you like this, CNN. Channels, oh God, everybody's putting you on YouTube, putting you on Instagram, putting you everywhere. Why? And he gave her a simple and a frustrating answer of her last time. And that, no, he didn't curse her. You remember? A praiser, they are very deadly. With their words of their mouth. Even if you don't say the way you meant it, it will happen as the way they thought it. You understand? It will happen. He just said, I am praising my father who is far, far better and greater than your father. Or Baba Lava. You are married, tell your wife such. They will retrieve your wife immediately because you go and report. I said, I am praising somebody greater than your forefather. How dare you say that to me? And you know what happened to her? She became barren for a lifetime. You don't mess up with God praiser. You don't mess up with them. Let them be. That is why there is no dance that is devil initiated. It's a lie. The Bible says, and when the spirit of the Lord was upon David, he danced. The Bible didn't tell us whether it is this type of dance, or 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 it is this. Any dance you dance, it goes. Any dance. If God wants us to dance a particular dance, it will have put it there in the scripture. And David danced a church dance, which is. But God didn't put it there. He said, and David danced. Any dance you dance, whether going forward, whether jumping up, whether leaping up, whether komale or rababa or jump up, any dance you dance, anything goes before God. Why you are praising? Now, this is the clause. You must do it God consciously. So when you do it God consciously, you get connected to heaven. Now, listen to this. That woman with alabaster balls, what did she do? She broke. Until she broke the bottle, the perfume did not smell. Until you break that thing that is stopping you from praising God, your glory will not shine. You must pray, break it off. I must praise God. Your friend is telling you not to praise God. Yiminu, leave me alone. I have to praise God. Don't disturb me. I have to praise Him. Anything stopping you from praising God, you break it off. Then your glory begins to smile. Your glory. Now, we used to make a funny jokes in my house, and I would tell my wife, I said, your glory must smell. It must smell well. You know, when you are wearing a nice perfume and you enter a place, people will turn and say, wow. The same way your glory is shining, you enter a place, people look at you and say, wow. You know, what will make your glory to smell well is praise that is unhindered. Now listen, you can never exaggerate in the place of praise. If you call God big head, yes he is. If you call him short leg, yes he is. If you tell him he has a longer hand, yes he is. Why do you imagine we call God Alagbada Eno, Alapata Ayeraye, Okuta Edigbolu, Olowo Gbogboro, Kiniwon Eya Juda? We call him different names. We call him different names. How can you say somebody is Olowo Gbogboro? You mean his hand is so long. If you call me Olowo Gbogboro, he won't abuse you. But anything you call God goes. You can never exaggerate in the place of prayer, in praise. But in the place of praise, in prayer, if you exaggerate, God will not answer your prayer. Remember the pastor said it. He said, some people prayed amiss. Praying amiss is exaggerating in prayer. But in praise, you can praise God anyhow. Tell him anything. Once you are doing it, God, consciously. He was asking them, teach us how to pray. And the first few words of the Lord's Prayer started with praise. And the last words ended with praise. Prayer is the key, prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. Prayer is the master key. But don't forget, it was praise that delivered the master key. Prayer is the master key, but praise delivered it. And Paul and Silas, as for Apostle chapter 16, they sang praise to God. And after singing praise, what happened? The master key was opened to them, given to them. The foundation of the prison shook. I got an understanding from the resident pastor. He said, when there is an earthquake, building comes down. But this particular earthquake did not bring that the building to kill them, but it shook the chains and the fetters and everything, and they got their deliverance. I round up with this statement so that we can praise God in the next few minutes as we round up this morning. What does praise do? Praise gives you continuous progress. What does praise do? Praise accelerates your prayer. What does praise do? Praise encourages the miraculous in your life. What does praise do? Praise wins your battles for you. And what does praise do? Where I'm going to stop. Praise drives the devil away from you. I come again. Praise gives you continuous progress. Praise accelerates your prayers. Praise encourages the miraculous in your life. Praise wins the battles of life for you. And praise drives the devil away from you. If you are always sick, it's because you don't always praise God. Today, headache. Tomorrow, back pain. Tomorrow, stomach pain. Are you the only one? What happened? Begin to praise God. Those things will disappear. When you praise God, devil goes away. I remember in those days, they call something to Rari. They do it like this. They do it like this. They do it like this. And the essence of that is that they smell. They believe it sends some things away. Your smell in the spirit is your praise. When you praise God in your spirit, the devil gets far away from you. Far away from you. Far, far away from you. They were expecting that my wife would have delivery. We have difficulties in delivery in our first child. So because of the family antecedent. So we have started praying about it many years before marriage. And on that day, I've shared the testimony plenty of times. I carried my laptop for work to hospital to work at the reception. Who does that? Your wife is in labor, you carry laptop of work because I have plenty of work. Go and do the thing while I'm doing the thing. You understand? I will pay for the delivery. You have to deliver and push. So let me do the work. I'll bring out the money now while you do the pushing. Okay, glory to God. So I was working in the reception and the doctor came to me. I said, your wife is not pushing. She entered labor room 12 p.m. in the afternoon. And at 12:15, so I went inside. I drew my laptop and I went inside and I saw her. So that day, I felt something. I said, oh, women, please, I pray for all women in this place. You will eat the fruit of your labor over all your children in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you deeply from the depth of my heart. And I said, babe, now push this thing. We agreed that we'll not spend time here. Okay. All she wanted to do is to hear that voice and see me. And I stepped out. As I was going out, I have not sat on my seat. The nurse came out and said, the baby boy has come. And I knelt down there. Now, it's not. And when we were giving the testimony to our parents, you know, they said, wow, is it by operation? No. Is it by this one? No. Is it by that one? No. What did it? Praise. That's why the name of the boy is Okpeyemi, meaning God is worthy of thanks. People thought we named him after me. No, it's because God brought him out through praise. Now listen, if you don't want your life to be like that of your parents, you need to praise your way out of their lineage and become a servant and a member of Zion. How do you do that? Through praise.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.